Welcome back to Walking with God. I have a great episode planned for you guys today. I'm super excited about it. Super thankful. People are still listening. People are still sending me messages telling me they love the episodes and love the content and what I'm and the couple of new things I've been doing about playing some YouTube videos and some things like that. People, it's been just responding well to it. And I'm so appreciative. I've got a great episode for you guys today. I'm going to do it on God's timing. Actually, I'm going to play a song for us as well, that I did find on YouTube by Austin French. It's called Why God. It's a beautiful song. I found it not too long ago. I don't own the rights to any of this song or anything like that. So when I play it, just keep that in mind. It's just something I did find on YouTube that I want to share with you guys if you have not heard it before. But it is a really tremendous song. But before we get to that, I want to start in prayer and just thank God for the podcast. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today. Thank you for letting me be able to do a podcast in a free country and speak on you, God, and not be persecuted. God, just please continue to bless the podcast and just please let people be attentive and listen to it and get something out of it, God. I'm so thankful that we've seen a soul saved through this podcast already. And that's just, you know, your glory to you. And just please forgive me for my sin and where I fail you, God. And I fail you every single day. And I'm never going to be perfect, God. But I'm so thankful that you died on the cross for my sin and you saved me from hell, God. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the blessings you've put in my life through my whole life, God. So, most of it in my brain is a miracle that I'm still here, God. And you've been such a blessing to me. You put so many tremendous people in my life to help me, God. And I'm so thankful for that, God. I love you, God. Please bless this podcast, God. If somebody is not saved, please let them get saved through this podcast if they're listening today. And whatever needs they have, God, financial, physical, mental, God, if they're having marital issues or job issues or just, you know, whatever issues they're praying about every night, God, just please bless them and show them you love them, God. I love you. In your name I pray, amen. So, I'm going to go ahead and get this song set up and I'm going to start with the song first and I'm going to give you a Bible verse. And then we'll close the episode down. I'm trying to do shorter episodes. That way it isn't, you know, I know sometimes it's a lot to listen to a 30-minute episode, but, I'm going to go ahead and get this song ready, started for you guys. Hope you love it and, hope you enjoy it.
Why God? That's the question I asked when the doctors told me my dad may not live another day. I remember in that season feeling like such a bad Christian, like I wasn't allowed to ask that question, why? But then I became a dad. My little boy started asking those why daddy questions, and he didn't always understand the answers. But what he did understand is that he could ask me anything, and I wanted every single question. Especially the hard ones. And it was there God showed me that he's not afraid of my hard questions either. And that asking why God didn't make me a bad Christian. It made me a kid. And he's my dad. People have to die, a daughter or a son, sudden and so young, long before their time. Why, God, do people fall apart? A promise and a ring becomes a broken thing. A road that got too hard. I don't understand, but I understand why God I need you. It's why God I run to your arms over and over again. It's why. so alone. Every single day, fighting through the pain, hoping there is hope. I don't understand, but I
hope you guys enjoyed that song. I really, really love that song. You know, it speaks to me in so many ways. Like with the beginning where he says, you know, when you first question God, you know, you ask why it makes you feel like you're a bad Christian, but then you realize he's your father. And then you're allowed to ask him why because you're his son or daughter. And that's what children do. They ask why. You know, listen to that song. I think about my nanny. She passed about 6 years ago. And I still don't understand, but God has a plan, you know, and in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a reason for everything. God has a plan for everything that he does. And there's so many verses in the Bible talking about, you know, his timing, you know, it's so many things he talks about. You know, I have a few verses here. It says Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, O the Lord. You know, wait for him. You know, he has a perfect plan. You know, and sometimes we question it because we get hurt or it's not what we want. But in the end, in the long run, what he has for us is better than anything we could ever imagine, as long as we serve him. Because you can't outgive God, you can't outbeat God. The promises he's promised us, the things he can give us is tremendous. But you know, in this generation, we want it now, but we don't want to wait, you know, if something doesn't go our way, we get upset, you know, we pray and ask God for something. He doesn't give it to us right away. Or if he says no, we're done, you know, we don't want to do it no more. You know, we ask why God did my family member die of cancer, or why they die in a car wreck, or why did my spouse divorce me or leave me, or Why did I get cancer? Why did I get fired? Why did my car break down? You know, and we get mad at God instead of having faith in God. That's what we should be. Sometimes it's he wants to see how you're going to act. You know, talking about him being a father and us being a child. It's like when you, if you're a parent and you take your kids to the store and they want a toy and you say no just to see how they will act. And sometimes they act all, they start crying and throwing a fit. Or sometimes they say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. You know, you see how they act. Sometimes God's like that. But I just wanted to hope you guys enjoyed that song. It really means a lot to me. I heard it about a week ago. So I just hope it meant a lot to you guys. But the main thing about this is, you know, you want to ask God for help or you know, just have a relationship with God. You can't have a relationship with God unless you know him as your savior, you know. And I talk about this on every podcast because this is the most important thing, is knowing God as your savior. And it's very easy, very, very simple. It's free to do. You don't have to do anything for it. You just ask. You ask God to forgive you for your sins and take you to heaven. It's very simple. You know, in all my episodes, I give the plan of salvation. It's very simple. All you got to do is ask God to take you to heaven. Just ask him. It's a free gift. Serving God will change your life. Anyone out there that's suffering through depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, aloneness, God can fill that void. I'm telling you, you're talking to somebody that's battled depression and anxiety, and it's tough, but God can fill that void. You don't need an addiction. You don't need alcohol. You don't need drugs, cigarettes. You don't need all that stuff. You need God can replace all that, and it'll be the happiest moment of your life. But I just wanted to, you know, give that to you guys today, that thought that God gave me. I hope you got something out of it. I do. I mean, I did. I'm so blessed. I really hope you guys enjoyed the video today. I know it's a shorter, or not video, I'm sorry, the podcast. I know it's a shorter episode, but, you know, just a quick episode for you guys to marinate on, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you need help, if you need me to pray for you, just send me a message on Facebook, or if you have my number, send it to me. I'll pray for you guys about anything. But I do love you guys, and I'll be back on Wednesday with another episode. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week. You have a good night.